stated that their needs were, but I think either you or I could give some very, very difficult problems in using either of those criteria that may in fact make them impossible criteria to use. So if that's true, if we cannot use either an objective or a subjective account of what the needs are in such a situation, how could you ever implement such a situation, such a way of arranging people's dealings with one another?
Well, actually, this exposes I can't think of the English word for it, but a kind of slippage in the exposition of the paper. There's an error here because on the one hand, I said that there were that one of the grave difficulties of designing a social society is not everything that it's useful and worthwhile to give to people is a matter of something that they need. And then I expressed the reciprocity principle, which is supposed to govern all the transactions of society in terms of need. So I would have to, for a start, change that characterization of the reciprocity principle. It has to be some kind of mixture of needs and desires, what people need and want in different contexts. And the point is, I mean, if you're not claiming to be covering everything that is worthwhile producing, there are certain things that are clearly matters of need, objectively, I think, you know, like certain aspects of health and so forth, requisites of social interaction, and other things that aren't matters of need, and then I amply acknowledged that there's a difficulty about how to tell what they are because you have to aggregate them, right? I mean, you can't just say everybody's going to get everything that they write down on their wish list. And the market is a genius device for aggregating people's expressed desires against one another, right? So I don't know how to do it otherwise.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.